this, the next hour of the Good Day program, the most monstrous success in the history of radio. How's that, Richie? Is that a good, is that something that we could be passionate about? We could aim for that, Rich McFadden.
So when they play the, oh, the humanity, or any of those classic radio cuts that we remember from days gone by,
yeah,
this will be right up there with
this
them.
This will be right there with them. Yes,
it'll I like
there.
It.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Jennifer and I are having breakfast with her father later on this morning. We're going to cook up a big deal.
Yeah.
And maybe if you're lucky, Richie will cut you in on it.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I appreciate that.
Maybe. We'll see. 888-302-3684 as we discuss the facts, the issues, the things that you need to know. By the way, Rich, you realize that you're associated with a pretty big deal here. Right, this is a pretty big
I know. You don't have to say that.
She is. She is a big deal.
And I'm
I have to admit.
I appreciate it.
I like being along for the ride.
Okay.
You guys are too kind.
The opening of the Postal Service's new retail centers in Staples stores around the country is not making the unions happy. They are threatening to protest. They are threatening to boycott. They are threatening to strike.
Why? Because they can be replaced by $10 an hour Office Depot or Staples
workers? Is apparently that is it, Rich. Labor officials say the move replaces good-paying union jobs with low-wage non-union workers. It's a direct assault on our jobs. It's a direct assault on the public postal service.
It's a direct result of your
you're doing a sucky job. That is it. There are 200,000 postal workers in the United States.
That's a lot.
Yep. Postal Service, by the way, and they're genius, because people are upset with their delivery and upset with how they run the thing, they're going to cause a rather large ripple in the stream by charging you more. Their service sucks, and people are running away from not walking, running away in droves. So their solution is to charge the people that they do lousy service for more money for the lousy service. Good for you. That's smart. I think that that's genius. Actually, Staples is headquartered in Framingham, Massachusetts. Seems to be a connection there somehow or other to the host of the program.
Oh, now we know why you're bringing up this story.
Yeah.
Okay, you obviously have ties, and you're looking to better your bank accounts somehow through this deal.
Right. I wish I could do some business with Staples. Well, we have Staples on.
We have Staples ads. Huh?
Yeah. Anyway, the program started in 84 stores in California, Georgia, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania. It's pretty easy for those of you who want to buy stamps. You know, it isn't just, by the way, in Staples stores. You can go into most any store now.
Yeah, the grocery store.
The grocery store you can buy stamps.
But you can't mail something. Is that all they're doing is selling stamps, or are they actually, are they going to be like
the
UPS store?
It's a postal service. It's a retail center, so you'll be able to mail stuff there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so they're taking the model of UPS and FedEx. FedEx bought Kinko's, and now they have the mailing centers.
Yeah.
And the UPS stores, they have the individual franchises, nice little businesses to have.
Yep.
And they're duplicating that because they see it works.
Right. The privatization discussion is a ruse, says Patrick Donahoe, who is the Postmaster General. Has nothing to do with privatization and everything to do with customer service. So what you're hearing here, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who work for the Post Office Department who think you should have an entitlement like many other government workers and you do a lousy job and you still want to get all the benefits, you're suffering from what unionism has done, the abuses. Unionism has done wonderful things in our country. When it was first initiated, there were a lot of really bad owners of really bad companies.
When people and kids were being abused.
Absolutely. And so the perfect solution was to form unions and to take care of the problem. Now the union movement has gotten out of control and doesn't deal with reality in our country. So there are 1,500 Staples stores around the country. What better way to at least try to improve the service and perhaps even help the longevity of your job? Some of you who keep your jobs maybe will keep them because of this plan. But here they are, the union saying, quote, if Staples insists on continuing to refuse to staff those stores with real postal workers, we're going to urge people to take their business elsewhere. Sir, do you realize how silly, this is the guy who's the chairman or the head of the union, how silly your statement sounds?
My letter carrier, the guy who brings the mail to my mailbox every day, what a great guy, and I really appreciate his service.
Yeah.
But I loathe going to the post office.
Well, so, oh, you get there, you know, like the Santa Monica post office, nobody speaks English.
And there's one person working, and there's like 500 people in line.
Right. It's a miserable experience every time I go.
Awful.
I know that I can walk into any Staples store and be in and out in 3 minutes with whatever I'm looking for.
Boom, bang, boom, and you're done.
Right.
The average postal clerk in the stores, the post offices, makes $25 an hour. This is the union info.
You'd think they'd have a smile on their face.
Meanwhile, instead of these people with their attitude.
And maybe it's just my post office or the two post offices near me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's just a miserable. I'd rather have my teeth pulled.
Remember when I said you got after me last year, Jennifer, the main post office here in Santa Monica has a bunch of, you can go, like going to the Star Wars bar scene. That's what it looks like when you walk in there. Every imaginable creature from every part of the world. No, that's what it looks like. Behind the counter.
Yeah, I'm staying away from this one.
Well, but that's what it looks like. And they barely speak English, some of them. It's just, why? And they give these people jobs because, well, you figure it out. I'm not going to.
Why did I get after you, by the way?
Because I said something similar to what I just said, and you thought there was.
Now
so what do you want everybody to look like when you walk into a post office?
I don't mind what they look like. I'd like them to be able to speak English, however. That'd be nice. That'd be a start. Speak English. And I'm not talking about just Hispanics. I'm talking about people that are Asians.
Hold on a minute. Let me offend everybody. I'm not speaking about just Hispanics.
Yeah, no, I am,
I'm talking about all you foreigners.
Every
all the people
foreigner.
Who can't speak English. Okay, what is funny about that?
I don't
find that amusing. But if you can come
when
here.
When I go to Los Angeles, I expect you to speak without an accent of any kind.
I don't
expect,
understand. You know what? My expectations have been lowered.
I was going to say, if you expect that in L.A., forget it.
And I don't know. I no longer expect that in L.A.
You know, I think you're expected to speak Spanish.
And this is my 20th winter in Los Angeles. I've given up on that. That I have given up on. But at least I'd like to have certain competencies, like when you get there behind the counter and they can't add up. There's three different things they're charging you for. They can't figure it out. I, in my head, can figure it out. I'm fortunate I have a pretty good head for figures, and I can do stuff fairly quickly. These people can't even. They have to go find a calculator. There's one There were five people behind the counter. There was one calculator.
Why do they have calculators? Why don't they use the cash register?
Because the cash
register does everything for them.
I don't believe that that's the way that works. I mean, that would make sense.
I can't even think of a retail experience anymore where the person is expected to think.
Yeah.
They just have the computer do it.
They're told what to do and they press a button.
Yeah.
Anyway. I went somewhere the other day, and it was one of these. I was in a drive-through somewhere. I was getting an iced tea or something, and I could not understand the person for the life of me.
Here's the professor.
Speaker system made it even worse than, whatever.
Yeah. Professor of Management at the University of Notre Dame says Postal Service simply following the trend of other businesses, banks, medical clinics. They open up in grocery stores and drug stores now to get more customers and to save on overhead.
It makes sense.
Yeah. There are too many post offices. Look at all the post offices that got built in the last 10, 15 years all over the place, new fancy post offices. At any rate, they are not firing people at the Postal Service. They are reducing employees by attrition. They're not hiring. When people retire, they are not replacing them, which sort of makes sense. The Postal Service tried a similar plan in Sears stores in 1988. And the members of the Postal Workers Union picketed Sears all around the country. And Sears finally says, we don't want these people messing up our business. So they quit. See, that's what they'll do. They're not going to improve their service. They'll just go to the Staples stores and they'll picket outside and make Staples uncomfortable because it'll look like they're losing business. Or maybe, in fact, they do lose business and they'll give up. So these people win by default, not by doing a good job, but just because they intimidate people into thinking, wow, this is terrible. Let's not go in there. I don't want to get into a confrontation with some guy that works in there. I don't want to get into that mess. So that's what they do.
Feel better?
I just, this stuff is frustrating. All right, so 17 after the hour and good day.
Thank you. That was beautiful.
Whenever I need to get work done remotely, it happens.
Office Max has a full range of tablets, so you can be productive from anywhere.
See? Now, about this presentation I need to send.
Office Max has a services center to do all your printing, binding, and shipping.
This is crazy. I think I need to sit down.
Office Max has the new WorkPro chairs that are designed to last.
Wow.
If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max, all at great prices. Restrictions apply. See storeofficemax.com for details.
At the Sears Big Weekend event, the savings are so big, we brought in a big-time ring announcer to share.
Taking the ring with a body of steel, it's the unstoppable Kenmore Appliances. Let the knockout savings begin.
Head to the Sears Big Weekend event and get up to 30% off all Kenmore Appliances, plus up to 15% off other appliance brands.
Sears, where better happens. Kenmore savings range from 5 to 30%. Other brand savings range from 5 to 15%. Offer valid 116 through 123. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing. So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow.
It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass, take responsibility.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best Cold Season Tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person. All right, let's see. We have 19 and change after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and I talking about the Postal Service. And Mike apparently had an experience working for the post office, but not for very long, Mike. Is that right?
Well, it's my one of my best friends. He's a retired military, did 25 years, and I'm, as myself, and a lot of us, you know, will apply for federal jobs to get another pension before we retire. And
yeah,
he went to work for the post office for 2 weeks. And he quit, and he said everybody there was like, why are you quitting? This is the best. And he said, because you're all miserable. You complain, you hate your job all day long, and you whine and cry, you know. And why do I want to work here when you guys have worked here for years and you're all unhappy?
Wow.
He said, I quit. I can go do something else.
You know, it's funny you mention that, because Doug and I have the same belief about people who are a cancer within the workplace.
Yep.
You have to get rid of them. But that's the problem with the post office, is that everybody has
their own. What are you going to do?
And when you go in there, you may be all smiley and happy and everything, and then within a few months, you're probably into the system.
Why? Don't work so fast. Don't work so hard. Don't make us all the rest of us look bad. That sort of thing. That's the attitude. All right, Mike.
Shame.
Is it you who said that my picture has been retouched? Is that what you said?
That's correct. I've looked at online, and I think Jennifer and Rich, they look pretty
good. Mine has been retouched. Huh?
Love it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
At the metro station in Washington, started to play the violin. He played six Bach pieces, 45 minutes or so. During that time, since it was rush hour, it was calculated that thousands of people went into the station, most of them on their way to work. 3 minutes went by, and a middle-aged man noticed that there was a musician playing. Slowed down a little bit, stopped for a couple of seconds, then went on to meet his train. Minute later, the violinist received his first tip, $1. Woman threw the money into a till without stopping, continued to walk. A few minutes later, somebody leaned against the wall to listen to him. But then the man looked at his watch and left. It's late for work. The one who paid the most attention was a 3-year-old boy, his mother bringing him with her. The child stopped, even though the mother was in a hurry, to look at this violinist. Finally, the mother pushed and the child continued to walk. The action was repeated with other children. All of the parents, everybody, no exception, moved on. So remember, this is going on for 45 minutes. Only six people stopped and stayed for a bit. About 20 people gave this fellow money but continued to walk in their normal pace. He collected $32 in his 45 minutes when he finished playing. Silence took over, nobody paid any attention, nobody applauded, no recognition. So, what's unusual about this? Well, the violinist was Joshua Bell, one of the best musicians, classical musicians in the world. He played one of the most intricate pieces ever written on a violin that's worth $3.5 million.
Wow.
Now, the day before this, the day before playing in the subway, he'd been in a theater in Boston, $100 tickets a seat, and sold the place out.
Wow.
He decided to play incognito in the metro station. Washington Post decided to pay him as part of a social experiment about taste and priorities of people. Do you, at this hour of the morning, that's basically the question that was put forth here, appreciate beauty? Do you accept it? Do you understand talent? This could be, you know, pervasive. There are a lot of people who think radio in the afternoon now is more popular than radio in the morning. And therefore, the stars of radio are on in the afternoon, not in the morning. People are saying that about some of the talent that's on the early morning shows on TV. What would you conclude, having paid attention, Richie, to this in your hometown? This is at L'Enfant Plaza, Metro Station, probably the
it's
one
very
of the
busy.
DuPont circles, very busy.
It's a hyper-focused town. We're on our way to do something. Yeah. And I think, really, this was a this story by the Washington Post won a Pulitzer Prize. Mm. And I think one of the things that they walked away with is, what else in your life are you not paying attention
to
that's
beautiful?
That's
a great question. Yeah.
What are you just so busy that you can't stop and pay attention to for 60 seconds.
Yep.
So, really, the walk away here is slow down for a second today and stop and notice something. And
smell
it.
The
smell
roses.
Smell the roses.
And thus, again, I would ask you how you are answering the call, the grateful question, or your point of view, Facebook.com, whatever your Facebook page is. Mine is Facebook.com/Good Day Show. What are you posting today? Every day, I'm reminding you to put on your Facebook page what it is you're grateful for, so you can share it, and not the usual rigor. I love my children. I'm thankful for them. And
we already know that.
Let's get something that means something, that digs into the core of you and your values. All right? What do you think about that? It'd be a nice way to start the day. 28 after on Good Day.
Are you turning 65? Remember to sign up for Medicare. I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. If you don't, you'll pay a penalty when you do sign up, unless you have health insurance with you or your spouse's employer. And that company must have at least 20 employees. Then you can wait until you or your husband stops work. The good news is, once you sign up, you don't have to do it every year. It all rolls over unless you change your Medicare plan. Which plan should you choose? Under the traditional policy, you see any doctor who accepts Medicare patients. Under Medicare HMO, you use the doctors in the provider's network. Under Medicare PPO, you can go out of network for a larger copay. Then there's Medicare Part D that covers medications. Confused yet? Check out the book Medicare for Dummies by Patricia Berry. She also answers questions in her column on AARP.org. It's called Ask Ms. Medicare. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at AARP.org/radio.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
First off, my name is Daryl. Second, this is no motorcycle. This monster is 1,100 cc's of raw internal combustion power.
Feel the ground shake!
Now, I know what you're thinking. Where's this science teacher's logical attitude that goes with his sensible sneakers? Well, Mr. Rains on my parade, I saved a bunch on motorcycle insurance with Geico. Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got some young minds that need molding.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Hurry. Laminate and vinyl plank flooring sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing.
The bad boy of broadcasting, Man Cow, has found a new home. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Making it a good day. Hello, Doug and Jennifer and Rich. I'm Doug Steffen, Doug Lee, to my friends and family, Richard. To his friends and family, we're all friends here. Jennifer and Richie, too bad you couldn't have breakfast with us this morning.
That'd be so fun.
Let me just zip on over to Dulles and I'll fly out and meet you. How's that?
We'll see you in 5 hours.
There you go.
Yep. Hello, 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 hello. The headline, Christie held Sandy funds hostage.
Oh boy.
The latest thing for Governor Chris Christie is the mayor of Hoboken, her name is Dawn Zimmer, broke her quote-unquote silence about what she claimed was Chris Christie holding Hurricane Sandy relief funds hostage until she cooperated with a development plan favored by Mr. Christie because a friend of his was involved in the building and this lady was holding it up and yada yada. So she said she had requested $127 million in relief funds.
Wow.
For Hoboken, 80% underwater after Hurricane Sandy, she got $142,000.
Well.
Wow.
And she said it was because the governor was angry that she didn't give back, quote-unquote, to one private developer. She said the lieutenant governor was actually the person who was responsible for the message being brought on behalf of the governor. Mr. Christie, as you can imagine, has vehemently disagreed with the position taken. This has become a political football. That's all
yeah,
the
no, jump on him.
It's just, come on, grow up, will you please?
Although it was kind of funny. Did you see the meme flying around, the photo flying around this weekend where they have Christie and he says, "I didn't say close the bridge. I said close the fridge."
Meanwhile, Dennis Rodman has entered rehab this weekend.
Oh, good for him.
He says, "I have a problem." Really?
You have more than one.
Yeah, really.
His best friend, Kim Jong-un, he did not go to rehab in North Korea, however.
Do they have rehab in North Korea, do you suppose?
Yeah, it's called a bullet in the fire.
I was going to say, there's one way of fixing problems over there. They shoot you. Anyway, he's back from North Korea, pretty rough shape. He said the pressure that was put on him was superhuman.
Yeah, being an ambassador is tough work.
Yeah. Why do you even go there?
But he's so good at it. You would think it would come natural to him.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Did you know that chimpanzees communicate with gestures just in time for the latest planet?
Yeah, they flip people off. Have you seen them do that?
They flip people off?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. That's the best part of going to the zoo.
That they... Really?
It is. It's
really?
True. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they fling their poo. I mean, they're not...
Sure, yeah. That's a gesture.
Wow.
And you ought to see me and my buddies at happy hour.
Well, you can...
We look like a bunch of monkeys with gestures.
Men are just a step above chimps, usually.
So. All right, so speaking of men...
You got me there.
There are a lot of men in Texas who say they're going to support Wendy Davis. Because she appears to be attractive. And they like the fact that she is attractive.
So like you and Rich with Sarah Palin, right?
Maybe.
Right.
Well, I would never make that mistake again, though. Never.
Please.
Never would I make that mistake again. Wendy Davis...
Yeah.
Is a single mother, divorcee, went to Harvard Law School. She has had scholarships in her various school encounters.
Wow.
Works hard.
Wears pink tennis shoes and a diaper when she filibusters.
Listen to this. There are rumors are around that she was married when she was a teenager because she was pregnant. These are the people, back to the Chris Christie kind of thinking, only this is a Democrat that's getting it from the Republicans. Christie's getting it from the Democrats because he's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's getting it from the Republicans. The rumor is that she was pregnant when she was 16. She got married and divorced at 19, and she wanted to correct the record. She was 21 when she divorced her first husband, not 19.
Good for her.
And the people say, well, the reason she didn't divorce him earlier is because he needed to make the last payment on the law school tuition for her. As soon as that was done, she divorced him. So I guess I wonder about, I guess a reasonably attractive lady. The attention being given to her, however, is not because she's attractive. It's because she's smart and she's good and she may have an impact, especially with women who seem in Texas to have supported her and whatever the kind of... I forget, frankly, what the abortion... I know, but what was the issue when it comes to...
She was filibustering... Oh, she was filibustering something.
Yeah.
Abortion restrictions, to oppose abortion restrictions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's been a central part of her candidacy and appeal.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Wow, she's very popular with women.
Helping to boost her national profile and fundraising efforts. Fundraising, yeah. That's why she's a star.
Yeah. Yep.
Because she can make money.
Anybody that can make money can do well in politics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so anyway, but would you vote for Richie based on how she looks?
You know, I'm a dumb guy.
No, answer the question, yes or no.
No, because she's a Democrat.
Oh.
I think
she's a good-looking Republican, you'd vote for her. If she looked the same, if there was an R next to her name...
I would give her a little bit more
attention.
Wait a
minute, hold on a minute. If there was an R... Everybody who hasn't seen a picture of Wendy Davis, maybe we should post one on our Facebook page.
Sure.
If in fact, she were to have an R next to her name... You would vote for her. That's what you're saying.
You know,
I look at everybody.
Jennifer, I want to hear the yes or no.
I look at everybody.
I haven't heard a yes or a no yet.
I'm answering your question.
No, you aren't.
You want a yes or a no?
A yes or a no.
If she had an R, would I vote for her? I would look at her. I wouldn't say yes.
Look at her.
Yeah, you have to know. But I think to be fair to everybody, we all vote based on looks. I mean, look at the Kennedy and the Nixon debate when it was first on TV. People listening on radio thought Nixon had won. People watching on TV thought Kennedy had won. So we do vote by looks. Yes. You've had people, pundits, talking about guys that can't run for president because they're not tall enough to run for president. Mm-hmm.
Guy being president anymore?
How many people would not vote
like
for Chris Christie?
Right. Why do you think he went and had a stomach staple? Because I tell you what, it wasn't to preserve his family's happiness.
When did that happen?
He had the lap band, a year ago?
Oh, I forget.
And he lost a bunch of weight.
Doesn't look like he lost much weight to me.
He looks like he's plateaued out a little bit, but he is less than he was.
Coming up in a moment on Good Day, a cloned calf item. Cows in the news.
Oh, Frankenbeef.
Well, that may be part of it, Richie. Stand by for that. Let me help you. If you are looking for a way to make sure you have better rest at night, this could be the secret, not only for men, but for women, even though PT9 is something that's put together clinically to help men feed your prostateness and to help men get a good night's rest. You know what happens if you're sleeping with somebody. Can you imagine, Richie, what your wife, maybe I haven't talked to you about this since you've been going through your treatment, maybe you've been up and down at night. That's a surefire way to upset the person you're sleeping with.
Yep.
when you're up and down, she's up and down. That's why more women call this line than do men. 800-811-3790. You're going to get PT9, which contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help you and your prostate, helps feed your prostate. So the annoying symptoms that you have, like getting up in the middle of the night, you know, going to the bathroom all day long, yada, 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 this will make your day and your night better. You'll have a better mood, better sleep, all that stuff, by dialing 800-811-3790. So why don't you think about this for like 3 seconds, because it's a no-brainer. Pick up the phone, dial 800-811-3790, order enough PT9 so that you can have a supply around. Make sure that your man takes it, or you take it, not the lady, but the men. Take these a couple of these capsules, feed the prostate, have a good night's sleep, and you'll be thanking me. Thank you very much. You're welcome very much. 800-811-3790.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like, if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions, too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
If you're living with chronic dental health problems, there's not much to smile about. The surgeries, stress, the bills, all the frustration. But what if one day could erase your pain and suffering for good? What if one day could truly change your life? At ClearChoice, we not only perfected the art and science of dental implants, we brought it all together by putting a team of specialists and precise technology in a facility near you, so you can get a smile with natural, full-functioning teeth that feel great and look even better, all in one day. Whether you have dentures, bridges, or partials, dental implants can be the permanent solution you've been searching for. And no one creates a beautiful smile better than ClearChoice. Call 1-800-601-6665 today for your free consultation. We'll walk you through the entire procedure, including the one fixed cost. And in just one day, you'll be on your way. Call ClearChoice today at 1-800-601-6665. Qualified patients can have their procedure in one day after initial workup. Results may vary in individual cases.
At GMC, our customers know our service is as professional grade as the trucks we sell. And now GMC is very proud to announce that we've received the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with dealer service among mass market brands. Perhaps that's because no one knows GMC vehicles like the GMC certified service experts. From their hours of GMC training to their specialized tools and equipment, it's professional grade service for your professional grade truck. GMC certified service at your local GMC dealer. There's never been a better time to try it than now. Get AC Delco Professional Durastop brake pads installed for only $99.95 or less per axle. Includes rotor inspection. Retail customers only. Turning or replacing rotors, all other services, and tax extra. Visit GMCCertifiedService.com for details, other great offers, and to find your closest GMC dealer. For J.D. Power Award information, visit JDPower.com.
From Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. It's got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and light.
Refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boston Beer, Boston Mass. Stay responsible.
Enjoy the Doug Steffen Good Day program. 15 before the hour, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and I here with a headline. It's January the
20th.
21st. Anyway.
Sorry, yeah.
Headline, 1998. Headline reads, cloned calves offer promise of medicines. The calves were cloned from the cells of cow fetuses At the University of Massachusetts, scientists worked for Advanced Cell Technology, Inc., working with the University of Massachusetts, a biotech startup in Worcester, Massachusetts. They were looking for genetically healthier beings, so they started with calves first and then wanted to do humans. As most of us know, anything that's connected to embryonic stem cell stuff gets loaded into the trash very quickly in this country. So it went in, and they went around it, and they found, wow, these are a great way. These were healthy calves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But they're not doing it for humans and haven't. From that point to this, I'm sure there's some ship offshore somewhere where cloning of human beings is going on. But
you
is
think?
There a country?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
Yes. Just hanging off the coast of somewhere?
Absolutely. Yes. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. All right, let's see here. I have a chance to get, 1,800,000, $11.41.
That's a lot of money, sir. How are you going to do that?
I'm going to call a number that was sent to me in an email.
Uh-oh.
And all I have to do is dial this number and pay a small shipping and handling fee
for
my ATM card that will give me that $1,811,000.
Wow. Now, it's your lucky day. You have
all of your answers.
Right.
To everything you've ever needed.
Everything.
It'll all be taken care of with this one easy
phone
call.
Simple phone call.
So you're going to do it?
I'd rather somebody else do it because I don't want to get charged whatever is going to be charged against my phone bill by dialing that number. Richie,
Doug was like, let's call it on the air. And I'm like, yeah.
No.
You call.
10 grand later.
Hey, back to the GMO thing. Did you see the picture? Jennifer and I were talking about this a little while ago.
Which GMO thing are we talking about?
The cows you were just talking about.
Yes, that's not GMO. That's cloning. Okay. GMO is
genetically modified
food.
Okay. So there was a picture being passed around on social media the other day, Facebook and Twitter, of two corn cobs that were laid out on a table in the middle of the woods or whatever. Mm-hmm. One was GMO corn, and the other one was organic corn.
Yeah.
And the organic corn was eaten clean to the cob,
right?
And the GMO corn was barely touched.
Yeah. You know, I can come up with any number. You people laugh at me when I come up with stories like that. It's kind of like the same thing.
The squirrels know.
When
us
it comes,
people don't laugh at you for that.
Well, when it comes to
I
me
laugh
talking
at you
about
when you call us
microwavable things, here's an experiment to try. You ready?
Okay.
Everybody at home, you can do this.
Here we go.
I have said over the years that I wouldn't use a microwave because it alters the genetic, the molecular structure of the foods you put in there. So if you don't believe me, here's what you do. Get two plants, exactly the same, whatever they are, any kind of a plant that has dirt in it, and put it in the sun, and then put water in it every day that comes out of the tap, and water in the other one that comes from the tap that you microwave, and watch what happens. That's all. Try it for a month.
Oh, so
microwave it. Okay.
Microwave the water, not the plant. Oh, I thought you were going to say
microwave the water. In one cup of water that's microwaved, put it in one plant. Just take water out of the tap and put it in the other plant, and watch what happens. And make sure everything else is the same.
That's interesting.
Well, the molecular structure of the water would change. So,
But watch, because nobody believes me when it comes to food because you can't really prove it. This is how you prove it. You molecularize. Say it again.
You molecularize.
And you dumb me. Come on.
You zap it. And then you put it on top of a plant, buy them at the same place, exactly the same size, and watch what happens or doesn't happen because of using the water from the microwave. All right? 10 before the hour, food for thought on Good Day.
Get unheard of deals on durable, easy-to-install floors at Lumber Liquidators Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale. All laminate flooring is 20 to 30% off our incredibly low prices. All vinyl plank is 10% off. Take it from an expert.
Vinyl plank is durable and installs in a snap. Plus, it's extremely water-resistant. So come on in. We'll make sure you get the right floor for you.
Plus, get special financing. Hurry. Laminate and Vinyl Plank Flooring Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your local store before it's too late. Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
Hey, new kid, ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved Fate TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new Fate TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new Fate TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter Fate TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Love it.
Spies Like Us, yeah.
Paul McCartney from the movie Spies Like Us. Name of the tune, number one at the box office in 1986 during this week. That's his number one song also during this week in 1986.
It's a great song. I love this.
It's funny, I don't remember this at all, Richard. Crank it up for a second.
Well.
What?
This movie starred Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase.
Yeah.
And you would probably thought it was stupid.
Stupid, right.
That's and
right.
It was, but it was great.
All right. Okay, so anyway, McCartney and his music start off our movie moment segment. Chucker is off today. He's taking it seriously.
He's recovering from the Patriot loss.
Right, yeah, okay. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, we have movie news. Box office totals, I don't know where we... I went to the movies. Maybe I should just give you my story about going to the movies. What I thought was I saw 3 movies this weekend. Two of them were awful. One of them was okay. One of them was that cop buddy movie with Ice Cube.
Ride Along. It was the number one movie this week.
Was it?
Yep.
Really?
Beat out Nut Job, beat out everything.
I'm surprised it beat out the what do you call it movie? Jack Ryan movie.
Yeah, it did. That actually came in number 4, I think.
Really?
Four, yep.
Well, if they just give this kid, Chris Pine's is a well-accepted actor, he's doing okay. A lot of the younger actors now who are from that ilk and, you know, maybe, what, 20s, 30s, those guys that are around, the guys playing Captain America and some of these other, they're all... sort of being played by the system. And so in the case of this kid, Pines, good. He's got a franchise with the Star Trek thing. He's likable. The movies he does are good. He and Channing Tatum, I look at them as sort of two peas in a pod. They can kind of open a movie, and they come across as likable. But he's not Jack Ryan. And when you compare the story of The Hunt for Red October and the way that was presented on film and the two Harrison Ford versions of the Jack Ryan story and compare them then to Ben Affleck's movie and this one, they're just not...
Did you like the Ben Affleck movie?
I thought it was okay, but
yeah,
it's not
good.
The Harrison Ford vehicle, and it's not the one that Alec Baldwin starred in with Sean Connery. It just isn't. And, I mean, when you put teenagers in a movie theater and you play them The Hunt for Red October, they're going to watch it. They're going to be attentive to it because this is a movie that really grabs you. And I just think they've cheapened the franchise somewhat. Give this kid a starring role in some good spy flick. That's cool, but not a Jack Ryan movie. He's not up to it. It doesn't work, as Jennifer just pointed out. Came in number four this week. I'm amazed, but should I be? The Ice Tea. I went to the movies, as I said, went to see three films. Jack Ryan was full. The Ice Cube movie was not, and I went to see that stupid movie with
Anchorman. But you liked it a little. You said.
Well, the only reason that I liked it was because of the message of what has happened to the news.
Message,
you know, and that's really the message. If you could get away from Steve Carell acting stupid and these other guys that were in it, Paul Rudd, who annoys me no end, no matter what movie.
But you laughed, didn't you?
I didn't really. I laughed a couple of times, but I thought more it was sad. Because there were so many different contorted stories.
So let me ask you this.
Parenting and stuff.
The other people sitting in the theater who were sitting around laughing
their
butts off.
They were
crying too. Were they looking at you going, who's the scary guy over there that's just scowling?
Yeah, no, I didn't scowl. You can't see that in the dark anyway, Richie. But thanks for asking.
Was anybody throwing popcorn at you?
No. All right, let's get the Screen Actor Guild movie connection in just a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It used to be hard to find the answers to questions. Like, if you wanted to know how fast a peregrine falcon could fly, you'd need to get a falcon and a football field and a friend at the other end with a falcon treat and a stopwatch. Now you don't need any of those things. All you need is a computer and you can know. It's easy to get answers to tax questions, too. You can use a computer to ask TurboTax a question. Like, can I deduct my new laptop? You don't need a falcon treat to get the answer to that. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
Hi, Jennifer. Any surprises at the Screen Actors Guild Awards for movies?
Actually, American Hustle was the big winner. Outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. People had thought it was 12 Years a Slave. But American Hustle won. Matthew McConaughey won for Best Actor. Cate Blanchett, Best Actress. Jared Leto won for Best Supporting Actor. Lupita, this is another big surprise. Lupita Nyong'o won for 12 Years a Slave. Supporting Actor beat out Jennifer Lawrence. And I think it was a good show. The big story of the weekend, though, the Producers Guild was the tie, Gravity and 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah. All right. Well, there you go.
First time ever.
See how that influences the Oscars.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.